This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Male in the Maldives on the second leg of his two-nation visit. This marks the Prime Minister's third visit to the Maldives and the first visit by head of state to Maldives during the presidency of Dr. Mohamed Muizzu. In a special gesture, President of the Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Muizzu, received the Prime Minister at the airport. The Prime Minister said he is deeply touched by the gesture of President Muizzu. He said that India-Maldives friendship will scale new heights of progress in times to come. We have more from a correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi was accorded a warm and vibrant cultural reception at Velala International Airport in Male, greeted by enthusiastic Maldivian citizens. This vibrant welcome underscored the strong and growing ties between two nations. The Indian diaspora also turned out in large numbers to extend warm welcome to the Prime Minister. Chow dance performance of Indian children was appreciated by everyone. Afternoon, the Prime Minister will hold discussions on the issues of mutual interest with President Muizzu. Two leaders will also take stock of the progress in the implementation of India-Maldives joint vision for a comprehensive economic and maritime security partnership adopted during the state visit of President of Maldives to India in October 2024. Both nations are expected to sign several MOUs. Jeevan Bhavsar, Akashvani News, Male, Maldives.
Talking to Akashvani, High Commissioner of India to the Maldives, G. Balasubramaniam, said that during President Muizzu's visit to India last year, the RuPay card was launched in the Maldives. He informed that both sides engaged in serious negotiations regarding the launch of UPI in the Maldives.
Both sides are on at very serious level of negotiations in terms of launching the UPA also. I would say that we are more or less there. And once it is agreed by both the countries, there will be some terms and conditions under which the implementation period would be decided. And I'm sure in the near future, it would be possible for citizens of both the countries to avail of the benefit of UPI, which has been a great success in India.
Both Houses of Parliament have been adjourned for the day following the ruckus created by the opposition over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met at 2 p.m. after the first adjournment, the opposition members continued with the protests disrupting the proceedings of the House. BJP MP Jagdambika Pal, who was in the chair, appealed to the opposition members to go back to the seats and allow the House to function. Meanwhile, Union Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said that he should be allowed to speak on the readjustment of representation of scheduled tribes and assembly constituencies of the State of Goa Bill 2024, which was moved for consideration and passing. Mr. Meghwal said that it is an important bill related to the interest of scheduled tribes, but the opposition members continued with the protest. Despite the repeated appeal of the chair, the opposition continued with the sloganeering, forcing the chair to adjourn the House for the day. Government has directed blocking of 25 OTT websites and apps showing obscene, vulgar and in some cases pornographic content. The Minister of Information and Broadcasting noted that some content on these platforms include sexual innuendos and in some cases long portions of sexually explicit scenes. In Gujarat, as many as 185 people were granted Indian citizenship under the Citizenship Amendment Act, CAA, at a program held in Rajkot today. Minister of State for Home, Harsh Sanghvi, handed over citizenship certificates to the recipients who were people displaced from Pakistan and settled in the districts of Kutch, Morbi and Rajkot. Equity benchmark indices, the Sensex and Nifty, closed in the red for the second consecutive session today, weighed down by mixed global cues. Investor sentiment remains subdued amid continued selling by foreign institutional investors and lingering global trade uncertainties. The 30-share BSE Sensex tumbled 721 points or 0.90% to close at 81,463. The NSE Nifty 50 also slipped sharply, losing 225 points or 0.90% to end the session at 24,837. In cricket, England were 247 for 2 in the first innings against India on day 3 of the 4th test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Old Trafford in Manchester when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.